This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The bilateral meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Vietnamese counterpart Pham Minh Chinh is underway in New Delhi. The two sides are expected to sign several agreements following the talks. Earlier, the visiting dignitary was accorded a ceremonial reception at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today in the morning. Mr. Modi received Mr. Minh Chinh at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. The Vietnam Prime Minister also paid floral tribute to Mahatma Gandhi at the Rajghat. Prime Minister Chinh is also scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today. Mr. Chinh arrived in New Delhi on a three-day state visit to India on Tuesday. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation including several ministers, deputy ministers and business leaders. India and Vietnam have age-old historical and civilizational ties which were elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership during the visit of Prime Minister to Vietnam in September 2016. India considers Vietnam as a key pillar of its Act East policy and an important partner in its Indo-Pacific vision. In Kerala, the death toll in the massive landslide that wreaked havoc in Wayanad district has crossed 250. The Indian Army said it evacuated 179 stranded people and recovered four bodies from the landslide-hit areas in Wayanad yesterday. The search operations by relief columns at Attamala, Mundakai and Churalmala resumed this morning. The launching of the 190-feet bridge across the stream at Churalmala continued late into the night and will be completed by afternoon today. The bridge is crucial to transport men, heavy machinery and other materials to the landslide-affected areas. In Himachal Pradesh, at least 41 people are reported missing due to a cloudburst incident and heavy rain. In the Jhakri area of Rampur subdivision in Shimla district, a cloudburst near the hydro project caused havoc last night. According to latest information, 36 people are reported missing. Deputy Commissioner Anupam Kashyap has said the Rampur subdivision administration, along with teams from NDRF, CISF and Home Guards, has started rescue operation. In the Chauhar Valley of Mandi district, heavy rains led to floods that damaged several houses. People fled to the forest for safety, out of which five individuals are reported missing. Mandi's district magistrate, Apoorv Devgan, is supervising the relief and rescue operation. The water level in the Bias River at Pando Dam has crossed the danger mark and excess water is being released from the dam. The administration has issued warnings to the nearby areas to stay alert. The IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over the country's east, west, central, south peninsula and northeast regions during the next 5 days. IMD said that extremely heavy rainfall is very likely over Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Konkan, Goa and Gujarat till Saturday. The weather agency also forecast heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Manipur and Mizoram today. In Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttar Pradesh till the 3rd of August. Meanwhile, heavy rain lashed the national capital Delhi last night, which recorded more than 100 millimetres rainfall. The IMD has forecast that light to moderate rainfall is likely to continue in Delhi till the 5th of August. Four fishermen from Tamil Nadu went missing in mid-sea near Rameshwaram when the Sri Lankan naval vessel allegedly dashed against their boat. The fishermen were tossed into the sea when the incident took place around midnight, when more than 400 fishermen from Rameshwaram were missing in mid-sea and one of the boats drifted into the international waters. The owner of the boat had filed a complaint with the Department of Fisheries to search for the vessel. In Paris Olympics, shooter Swapnil Kusle will make a bid for India's third medal in men's 50-meter rifle three-position shooting competition today, while two-time world champion pugilist Nikhat Zareen will hope to inch closer to the medal in women's 50kg boxing. Knockout events in badminton will also begin today. PV Sindhu, Lakshya Sen, H.S. Pranoy will all feature in their respective single matches, while Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will also play their doubles pre-quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.